This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
She entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose, fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun.
A delicately beautiful face and a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seemed to say, "Hey, look at these." She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But the cross-exam, boy, her responses were disastrous.
I'm so numb. I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
That's a big deal. When the witness hates the person whose liberty is at stake, that's a big damn deal.
She was trying to get Trump. I actually thought there was a motive there. She said she hates him. She said she'd like to see him in prison. I think she was purposely throwing out this stuff to make sure the jury were prejudiced, particularly the women jurors, but probably half of the men, too.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I'm so old I can remember when Joe Biden said that his support of Israel was ironclad. Now they are delaying shipments of high-grade bombs that the Israelis want to use to blow up savages who, after they finish slaughtering and committing genocide against the Israelis, want to commit genocide against those of us in the West who aren't adherents of the religion of peace, who don't follow the prophet. They want to kill everybody. But
my commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
That was then. This is now. A couple of days ago? Two days ago. But now, you know, I don't understand the electoral math here, you know. There are still more Jewish people in the country than Muslims. Plus, even if you're not Jewish or Muslim, when you're faced with a democracy that protects the rights of everybody versus a medieval theocracy run by savages, subhuman, illiterate savages, which side do you think most Americans fall on? About 80% are on the side of Israel, latest polls. It's the same way with these student loans. They're giving $160 billion to filthy, dirty hippies who are rioting on these college campuses. And they somehow think this is going to resonate well with the 99% of the American population that works for a living. And not that 99% work, but who aren't getting student loan debt canceled. How does that work? I don't get it. 844-500-4242. Cori Bush from Missouri. She's the one who wants to defund the police. She says student protesters are being unfairly smeared. Ask the janitor at Columbia. You heard him last night. We played all of his cuts from the free press. It was pretty amazing. That guy was smart. He was smarter than that trust-funded hippie 40-year-old lawyer who lives in a mansion in Brooklyn that he beat up inside the dorm after the guy attacked him. The guy that was wearing a mask, big fat guy, big fat hippie with tattoos on his stomach. Scum of the earth. 844-500-4242. 617 says, did Lawrence O'Donnell talk about any hammering at the trial? That was pretty crazy, those Lawrence O'Donnell cuts. And of course, and Trump responded.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
What a guy. What a guy. And Trump said he ran into him at the trial the other day in the courthouse. And he said, I haven't seen him in years. He looked like bleep. Oh, it's just great. It's great. 844-500-4242. 508 snooze fest today, Howie, at the Karen Reed trial. It's pretty clear they have no case. Yes, it is pretty clear. I mean, it was kind of interesting, the surveillance footage from one of the bars where she's there with John O'Keefe, who she's charged with murdering a few hours later. But there's not much to discuss, really. It's kind of boring. And I mean, again, it's like they're trying to put the jury and the public and even the judge to sleep before they put on these really shady police witnesses that they've got. I don't know. Do these students at Princeton look like they're really starting? Let's play the Princeton cut. These people are starting. Cut 9.
This is absolutely unfair. My peers and I, we are starving. We are physically exhausted. I am quite literally shaking right now, as you can see. We are both cold and hot at the same time. We are all immunocompromised. And based on the university's meeting yesterday with some of our bargaining team, they would love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand to say no to unjust murder.
I wish I could have been at that press conference. You know what I would have brought? A big bag of Ruffles potato chips.
About one of those super Big Macs.
I'm immunocompromised. Oh. I gotta read you the entire letter. I got a couple of things from notable and quotable in the Wall Street Journal to read. But this is from, I read a little bit of this the other day. This is from Columbia Law Review student editors. They want the exams canceled at Columbia University. The violence we witnessed last night has irrevocably shaken many of us on the review. We know this to be the same for a majority of our classmates. Videos have circulated of police clad in riot gear mocking and brutalizing mocking and brutalizing our students. The events of last night have left us and many of our peers unable to focus and highly emotional during this tumultuous time. This only follows the growing distress many of us have felt for months as the humanitarian crisis abroad continues to unfold and as the blatant anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and racism on campus have escalated. Our response is not disproportionate to the outsized impact it has had on many of us in the community. A crowd of people that proudly represent their membership in a white supremacist, neo-fascist hate group were storming our campus just days ago. We believe that canceling exams would be a proportionate response to the level of distress our peers have been feeling. In the alternative, making courses mandatory pass-fail would be the next most equitable solution. I don't understand that. A community that proudly represents their membership in a white supremacist, neo-fascist hate group. That sentence makes no sense, but they are Columbia University law students and they are members of the community. So I guess it doesn't have to make sense. You know, they check the right boxes. That's all that matters. Just look at who they've graduated from Columbia in recent years, after all. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. By the way, what's the over-under on the number of days that janitor keeps the job? I think someone suggested last night that Trump should offer him a job somewhere at Bedminster, you know, or doesn't he? Did he sell the golf course in Westchester, maybe? I think he sold that one. That guy is smart, too. And he knows exactly what he's doing. But he was nervous, though, when he was being interviewed. You could see his eyes were darting around, not just because he's not used to being in front of a camera, but because he's nervous about losing his damn job. 603 says, sounds like that student at Princeton needs a safe space, a comfort animal, and a Ponderosa. No, I think an Omaha steak is what she really needs. That's so ridiculous. I wonder how this will be written up in the Princeton alumni magazine. My brother gets that, and he never graduated from the math program, but he was a student there, and he gets the magazine. They give big write ups to everybody, like, you know, Andrea Campbell, the AG of Massachusetts, is a Princeton grad. But they must be very proud of their class. Don't they have eating clubs at Princeton? You'd think an eating club would come to their aid. Do they have like vegan eating clubs and dairy free eating clubs and dairy, you know, what kind of eating clubs are they these days at Princeton University? Very different, I would think, than when F. Scott Fitzgerald was there. 844-500-4242. Perfect Smiles is growing. Dr. Houghton has brought on two new dentists, Dr. Tsai and Dr. Tam. Both have their own specialties in dentistry. That means the wait time to get an appointment at Perfect Smiles just got shorter. I've learned how important it is to keep up my dental cleanings. Poor oral health is linked to so many problems, so many diseases. The hygienists at Perfect Smiles are the best. I'm going to see them next week with the mailroom manager. We're both going up. We're going to get our teeth checked and cleaned. And we always do it when we come back from Florida and before we leave in the winter. Dr. Houghton and his team take the time to take many continuing education classes so they can remain up to date on all the latest advancements in dentistry. Do not procrastinate. Make your appointment with Perfect Smiles today. They are conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off Route 3. Parking is easy and free. You can visit them online at perfectsmiles.com and watch my testimonial video. Or you can call them at 603-595-6699. Take a listen to my Meet the Experts podcast with Drs. Houghton, Tam, and Tsai. I think you will be very interested in what you hear. Get ready to smile in the summer of 2024. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is... what's the best description of a pro-Nazi college boy riot on campus? A Sharia shindig, a fatwa festival, a Hezbollah hullabaloo, jihad jamboree, hippie hootenanny, Rafa Rush Week, Arab Spring Break, or Gaza Gala?
Oh, man, they're all good. Gaza Gala, that's a new one. That just came in.
One of the texters came up with that.
Another texter wanted Scuzzapalooza 24, which is good, but it doesn't have the Muslim angle, the terrorist angle. I'm going to go with Jihad Jamboree.
32% say Jihad Jamboree. That's in first place. Second is Arab Spring Break at 20%.
That was the Taylor and Emma came up with that one.
12% say Hezbollah Hullabaloo.
What about hippie hootenanny? That was the first one I came up with. I put it in my column.
That's
today.
In fourth place at 11%.
All right. Well, there's no wrong answer. This is one of those poll questions. 844-500-4242. 603, an eating club at Princeton? She could use a cheeseburger club or a delicious turkey club. Yeah, I what a deluxe Big Mac, a new double Big Mac for her. That might work. Let's see here. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good day, sir. Nice to see you. Nice to hear about you.
Thank you.
I got to talk about the student loan forgiveness debt.
Yes.
It's a crock of crap.
I agree.
I paid mine off years ago, and my wife and I have still continued to do things the right way, and we've literally put our vacations aside and done the staycations and done the right thing and make our debt full. It's pissing me off. Thanks, Howie.
See, this is what I mean. For every filthy hippie that's getting his the $200,000 he spent on his queer studies degree at the local community college, there's 20, 30, 40, 50 guys like Kevin, like me, like you, that paid our debts or didn't run up any debts or didn't go to college or went into the military and had the government pick up our college costs through the GI Bill. There are so many ways you can do this other than just walking away with and saying, dude, I got to spend my money on weed, man. 844-500-4242. 617, my son is a junior in high school. We started looking at colleges, and every college we toured had a cheese club. Maybe there's a wine club at Princeton so we can they can have cheese with their W-H-I-N-E. I know. They're on a hunger strike. Call me back when one of them pulls a Bobby Sands. Most people probably don't even remember that name. That was the guy. He was an IRA imprisoned by the British government, an IRA terrorist protest or whatever, Irish. And he starved himself to death. You know, when someone gets close to being Bobby Sands, call me back and maybe I'll read the story. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie, I've been such a long-time listener. I haven't listened lately, but I got to tell you that ever since around October 7th, I've been listening to you a lot more because in the circles I run in my profession, it's hard to find people that will be pro-Israel openly and talk about this crazy stuff that's happening on college campuses. So thank you. But then the other thing I had to ask, because you brought up Larry O'Donnell, I remember watching that segment on his show with you sometime around. And what was that like? Because you have some commonalities. You're both Boston guys. You're both journalism. Like, what was that like? Because it wasn't a bad segment.
Well, it was. I was on a show after they captured Whitey Bulger, and they said, "We want to bring in the crew from MSNBC and do it from your living room." And so I said, "Really? You know, this was before Zoom and all that stuff, or before there was a lot of it." And I said, "Why don't I just go down to West Newton and do it there?" And they said, "No, we want to do it from your living room." And so they got there. You know, it takes a long time to set up a remote shot like that rather than just going into the studio. So they got there early and they set it up. And then he introduces me, and all he did, Dan, was tell his own story. And I'm just sitting there, you know, in my own living room. That's interesting that he had dated some woman or met some woman who knew Whitey Bulger. Well, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people in Boston like that. And so it was weird. It was weird.
Now, Tucker Carlson is not from Boston. And so he thinks that when he hears Howie Carr, he's hearing a Boston accent. Tucker Carlson called Howie Carr a native son of Boston. Howie Carr is a native son of Maine.
Yeah. And did I ever say I wasn't?
He lives in what has historically always been Boston's richest suburb, Wellesley, and Howie's got a swimming pool, something no O'Donnell home has ever had. Now, I
his father
no
was a lawyer.
What life is
my
like
father
in that
was
rich
a hotel guy. His father went to college and law school. My father went to Portland High School. Good Lord. You want to wear your blue collar roots on your sleeve. I think I can. I think I can out blue collar root Lawrence O'Donnell. I'll tell you about one of his father's clients when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I'm working on this project about Jerry Angiulo. It's not a traditional project, but I think you'll be amused by it.
And it's a passion project.
Well, it's poetic. It's poetry. It's poetry in motion. And so I've been looking at Jerry Angiulo was tried in 1968 for a mob murder. This guy was robbing. He was an old boxer, and he was robbing his card games. Jerry's protected card games, Fat Pellegrini's card games.
Got it.
And so Jerry was tried, and he had three co-defendants for killing this guy, the guys he got to do the murder. And one of them was a guy named Vinny the Pig.
Vinny the Pig.
Vinny the Pig DeVincent, yes. And they were all acquitted. And so I was looking over the clips.
Can't wait to find out where this story goes.
Well, Vinny the Pig had a lawyer. Would you care to guess who his lawyer was?
This is like a... This
Barry the Wolf? I don't know.
This sounds like
Lawrence O'Donnell Sr. That's where that story's going.
And Vinny the Pig had a lawyer.
Mac the Knife, Vinny the Pig.
Vinny the Pig, he had a shot-off shotgun. He carried a shot-off shotgun with him. And he always wore a top coat so he could keep the shot-off shotgun. And he'd have it on his left arm.
Like even in the summer?
Even in the summer. Like he'd go to a pool party on Independence Day and he'd come with his top coat and his left arm would be stiff because he had the sawed-off shotgun in there.
At that point, don't you just pass on the pool party if you have to go in a top coat with a shotgun? Don't you just say, yeah, I'm going to stay inside?
But one night in Medford back in 1996, I guess it was, He forgot to put his top coat on.
Oh, no.
He stopped at a stoplight, and a couple of guys came out of a car and opened fire on Vinny the Pig, and that was the end of Vinny the Pig.
So was Vinny the Pig a squealer?
No. No, he was on the wrong side of the salami, Russo.
More like salami.
So Lawrence O'Donnell's father was his lawyer.
Right.
Was his name Lawrence O'Donnell as well?
Yes.
Yes. Lawrence O'Donnell also.
See, the story went somewhere. It was not a Grandpa Simpson story.
No, it did. It tied back in, and you also have beef with Lawrence O'Donnell.
Well, I just did just play. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
It was just kind of crazy. I mean, he was accusing me of stuff I never did, you know, which is saying I'm from Boston.
He was trying to accuse you of being a fake tough guy, which people can accuse you of a lot of things, but I don't think that's one of them.
And when Howie went to high school, he went to one of the richest boarding schools in America.
I did.
In fact, it is the fourth richest boarding school in America with a $500 million endowment, Deerfield Academy.
Absolutely.
This is kind of...
I was what's known as a townie.
You know, that was his version of when Rachel Maddow revealed what Trump had been talking about in the opening of his Apprentice show during the introduction.
Yeah.
Like everything Lawrence O'Donnell was discovering on the air you've written about in multiple books. But he got to the bottom of that one. He's really loving this Stormy Daniels stuff.
You think he is?
I hadn't checked in a while, but yeah, he thinks that she's like a nun or dressed like a nun.
Yeah, let's play
this
cut.
These are really unbelievable.
Cut four.
Well, the excitement and anticipation in the room hit a new high at 10:32 a.m.
This magic moment.
She entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose-fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun.
Draping from her shoulders to her toes? What kind of garment was she wearing? I think she was just wearing pants.
Sounds like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Or what's her name? Lucretia Adams, the Adams family. What's her name? I don't know. Anyway.
That's beyond my time, the Addams Family. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. Get a new GMC Yukon now at Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Enjoy the luxury and premium finishes of a 2024 GMC Yukon Denali Ultimate or Yukon XL with Super Cruise and Max Trailering. Shop online at TuxTrucksGMC.com. All right, so this is right off the presses here. This is from the New York Post. Squad representative Jamal Bowman. So now I guess I thought he was auditioning for the squad. I guess after the fire alarm pulling, he's a made man now. He's part of the team. He had a...
Does he have an alibi for when they pulled a fire alarm at Hamilton Hall last week at Columbia University? Because that's not that far from his district.
Or are those people trying to claim they were just opening the door?
I don't know, but I mean, I heard the guy last night, the janitor, was saying that they came in, and after they blocked all the doors, they pulled a fire alarm.
And now he's worried he's going to lose his job, the janitor.
Right.
If I was him,
that's the way it is. That's the way modern America is.
Everything's upside down.
Yeah.
But if I were him, I'd be hoping that they did try to fire me.
Yeah.
Lawsuit, cha-ching, cha-ching. So squad representative Jamal Bowman had secret YouTube page, subscribed to channels that shared anti-Semitic, flat earth, and Illuminati conspiracy videos.
Flat earth?
We haven't talked about that.
What is he, Kyrie Irving? Does he know Kyrie Irving?
We haven't talked about the flat earthers in a while.
Wow.
Squad member Jamal Bowman allegedly
I'm more surprised by that than the Illuminati and the anti-Semitic stuff. I mean, anti-Semitic, just that's part of the squad, right?
Yeah, but
Princeton's got the eating clubs, and the squad has got anti-Semitism.
Well,
it's
the Illuminati's kind of crazy too.
It is. It is.
The outlet reported that Bowman's channel followed troves of accounts peddling bonkers claims.
Troves of accounts. That's a lot.
Aliens, flat Earth theory, UFOs, and the Illuminati.
Well, he's a professional educator. Remember that too. You know, you just can't scam a guy like Jamal Bowman. Is he a doctor, by the way? Probably.
Says some of the channels followed by Bowman, allegedly followed by Bowman, have been known to disseminate Chinese and Russian propaganda. So here's one of them.
Ooh,
the American takeover.
Is he one of Putin's puppets?
How 2 years of war made Ukraine a U.S. colony. That's one of the videos. Breakthrough News is also rife with anti-Israel content, much of which appears to be in keeping with Bowman's views of the Jewish state's war against Hamas. Other channels, Free Will, Politics Joe, and Real News Network, have featured interviews with pro-terror professor Norman Finkelstein, who Bowman lauded as a panel...
Norman Finkelstein?
Yeah.
Any relation to Jimmy Finkelstein?
Now, last
time... The former owner of the website that went out of business. Another. Lawrence O'Donnell, take notes. Another Deerfield Academy graduate.
But the thing about Jamal Bowman is last time, and this was a while ago, that I saw a poll out of his district in New York, but he was trailing.
George Latimer.
Yeah. He was trailing his opponent.
That was one of those polls that was commissioned by Latimer. So I don't know. Morticia Adams, that's it. Morticia.
It still looked pretty good, though, for a Latimer.
I mean, this can't be good news for him.
In New York, of all places, I wouldn't think so.
And the thing is, I don't think the primary is that far away. And this is good because sometimes I think that the opposition research gets dumped a little too early these days. But this is about the right time, I would say.
Yeah, because you're right. Because everyone has such a short attention spans that you have to kind of bring it up right before the election.
Yeah. Well, it also, when you get some good dirt, it burns a hole in your pocket. I know it always has in mine, but the Latimer people were disciplined here because I'm sure they came up with this stuff.
Well, it's also, I don't really know the ins and outs of YouTube, but does he have to subscribe to the channels? He can't just look them up every time he goes on?
Well, it gives you notifications when they put out a new video.
Yeah. Is he that into the flat earth that he needs to know the second it drops?
There's stuff I'm into that not many people would be interested in that I'm subscribed to.
Right, but if you thought it was going to get you in trouble for your job, you probably wouldn't have an account where you're subscribed to it.
No, it's under my name.
Right. Yeah. Just seems like he could have gone through the effort to type in the Flat Earth channel every once in a while rather than having a subscription to it. But hey, maybe that's just me. Another story today, Hillary Clinton's feminist Broadway musical.
Oh, yes. This is sad, isn't it?
I don't love that name. Suffs is struggling at the box office.
As in suffragettes.
Yeah. It's been reviewed. It's been critically acclaimed. Tony
only
Award
by,
nominations.
Only by state-run media.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, well, it played to 81% capacity last week, which is not good, especially for a new show. Not good. Very bad.
You know what? It could have been worse. It could have been across the street from that in the Broadway district from the hotel, which has now been turned into a foreign freeloader.
The Square Hotel.
Yes, the Square Hotel. For criminals.
A lot of the people going to those Broadway plays were very compassionate, though. Did you catch that? The quotes? They were like, I'm fine with them. I'm like, well, the theater goers. I'm fine with the illegal aliens across the street having a hotel to stay in. Didn't shock me.
Yeah, one of my neighbors down in Florida invests in some of those plays, and he says that despite what those people said in the New York Post or whatever, it's not good for business. It's big time not good for business.
I would not think so. I wanted to remind everyone that we are having a birthday celebration on May 31st at the Aviva Trattoria in Hanover. I was able, Howie, to go to this location last weekend. It is so beautiful. It's so much fun. Everyone should make your reservations now and show up, because if you spend $20, you can get a free copy of Paperboy per table. And it's going to be a great time. We always have fun.
Free if you come down and spend $20 on May 31st. Grace's birthday.
Also,
the
your
Aviva
mom's birthday.
Trattoria. Almost all my mom's birthday.
And Emily's birthday. It's a big day. And Howie, I know I'm biased because it's my birthday, but I always think it's one of our most fun remotes. It kicks off the summer season. So
yes.
Make sure you join us. And last, this is my last story, and I want you to Google it when I leave here so you can see the photos. This is from Breitbart, okay?
I don't want to. Right now, I've got a Vinny the Pig killed. I don't know if I want to.
Well, during the break, you can move it for a second. A zoo in China is facing backlash.
Uh-oh. Is it all pandas?
Yes.
Okay.
They're trying to pass off dogs.
As pandas?
Yeah, they're spray painting the dogs and trying to convince people. And Howie, I'm going to tell you something right
Not
now.
Not going to work.
Howie, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's pretty convincing. I saw a picture of the dog, and for a second, I did think it was a panda.
Do you think if I sprayed some white paint? Roscoe's got a white blaze on his chest. Smaller than Gunnar's, but it's still a white blaze.
Doesn't that mean something? Like, oh, they're...
No, I think that just some black pugs, a lot of black pugs have a white blaze. That's
I thought
all.
It was like a horse when it has something on its forehead. It means it's from good stock.
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah, you should run with that. No, but when you see these dogs, they're chow chow dogs.
Okay.
And so they've got the wrinkles.
All the less likely to look like a panda.
Who's ever spray painting these SOBs is doing a pretty good job. They've got the spray paint down pat. Everyone should check it out. Tell me what you think.
I think you need to check out an appointment with an ophthalmologist, Grace, if you think they could pass off a chow chow as
no,
a
No, they did a pretty good job.
That could be the case.
From
well.
A distance, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Panda
They're
cub.
Not messing around.
Pretty small. I thought pandas were big.
Well, it's
They're
supposed
cubs.
To be a, yeah, a cub.
Oh.
Adorable, though. Chow Chows are so cute. And so
little
are pandas.
Baby pandas.
A talented panda. A beautiful panda.
All right, Howie. Thank you very much.
Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. So just because your parents listed their house for sale at a set price doesn't mean you have to. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest-growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago in 1976 with its founder, Jerome Manning. So what are the main benefits of a J.J. Manning accelerated sale versus a traditional listing at a set price? Well, in the Manning method, there are no contingencies. In the Manning method, the buyer signs our exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms which all buyers must follow. J.J. Manning uses their own 30-30 marketing plan. 30 days of marketing saturation and 30 days to close. No deviations to the purchase, and the buyer's feet are kept to the fire. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Listen to The Howie Carr Show from anywhere.
Egads, what sorcery is this?
Go to howiecarshow.com and click listen to start streaming Howie live in crystal clear high definition.
I'm whispering right in your ear. Buzz, 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 buzz.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Maria's Ristorante. It's on Congress Street in Portland, Maine. I think it's the first Italian restaurant in Portland, Maine. It's certainly by far the finest. It's a small place, but it's really, really delicious food. It was started by Anthony and Madeline Napolitano back in 1960, and today it's still run by their son, Anthony Napolitano. And today we have a cheap bastard deal for Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. It's a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store. If you're from Southern Maine or you're just planning to go to Portland this summer and, go out and sightsee and take the Casco Bay Ferry or, Sebago Lake, whatever you're doing, this is a great place to go for dinner, Maria's Ristorante. Anthony Napolitano, great to have you back with us here on the Howie Carr Show. How are things at Maria's Ristorante?
Everything's great. Thank you very much, Howie. We're not the first Italian restaurant in Maine, but we are definitely the oldest Italian restaurant. And we take that with pride because we know what we're doing here.
You sure do. You sure do. There's no question about it. Tell people, what's the number one entree at Maria's?
I got to say the number one entree is probably our eggplant parmesan. We make a beautiful eggplant parmesan, fresh eggplant, hand cut, hand breaded, hand fried, and handmade. It's a beautiful thing, nice and soft with a beautiful mozzarella and our tomato sauce. Oh, with a side of pasta? Oh, it can't be beat. It's terrific.
And the tomato sauce is just fantastic. The last time the mailroom manager and I were up there, you gave us a case of sauce, and everybody loved it so much. You got to get back up there and get some more sauce from you. And it's just, if you remember what the North End restaurants used to be like, I still like the North End, love the North End, but, this is old-style North End.
That's right. There's definitely Italians in the kitchen. You come in the door at Maria's, you see the kitchen's wide open, and you see my beautiful face when you first come in. And this guy's Italian. I say, thank you for coming in. We love you. Sit down. Have dinner. This is your house. This is your family.
Right. And you got the Chianti in those little bottles that look like they came out of an old movie. You got tablecloths, the old-style tablecloths. Everything is old school, and the food is fantastic, and it's made from scratch.
That's what it is. We were voted top 50 old-school Italian restaurants in the United States. That was by MS Magazine, and it was a great award to win. But we're here, we're everyday people. I'm not going to win the James Beard Award, but I'm going to make you one hell of an Italian meal.
It's fantastic. I look forward to getting up there again. The mailroom manager and I love Maria's Ristorante, and I tell people I know in Portland we're going to have the gift certificates, and they're lining up, getting on the phones right now. Anthony Napolitano. It's just Maria's Ristorante. If you want to know what the North End, the old North End Italian restaurants were like back in the day, Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. It's right on Congress Street, easy to get to, and it's just a fantastic place. I recommend it highly. And everything is good. Not just the eggplant parm, everything is good at Maria's Ristorante. So go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and you can get your gift certificate now. And it's just, again, Anthony, thanks so much for being an advertiser for the show, and thanks for being a good friend for all these years. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Howie, to you and Kathy. We love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too, Anthony, and we'll see you soon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.